We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your top local stories at midday. There has been yet another new development in the back and forth over mandatory masks in the Fort Worth ISD. When students and teachers in the district showed up this morning, they were required to mask up. Now an appeals court in Fort Worth has issued a new temporary restraining order that again blocks the mandate. It's a developing story. Check in with News Radio 1080 for the latest throughout the afternoon. The legal arguments over the appeal of former Dallas cop Amber Geiger's murder conviction have taken some strange turns. The latest from KRLD's LP Phillips.
2 years ago, Geiger was convicted of murdering Botham Jean after she went to the wrong apartment in her complex and thought he was the intruder. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. 1 month ago, an appeals court upheld both that conviction and the sentence, but in a bizarre twist, the state is now asking for a rehearing over that decision, and the defense is arguing the ruling should stand. Here's why. In that ruling a month ago, the appeals court floated a theory that Geiger could have shot Jean after a mistake of fact, that she actually thought she was in the right apartment, justifying her actions. The state says that argument was never a part of the jury's deliberations and should be removed from the opinion. The defense, in the latest papers filed today, wants that argument to stand because it could help Geiger down the road in her case. So far, the appeals court is only entertaining written arguments and has not indicated what it may do. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A warning from the governor on Tropical Storm Nicholas.
Be cautious as you travel about the Houston area in the Harris County area for the next few days.
And down in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner says they are getting ready for a lot of rain.
As I've said before, just help yourself out and then help us out. First responders and everybody else. But if you don't have to be on the road later on this evening, you know, please don't. Finish up what you got to do and just kind of be at home in a safe place.
Several schools in the greater Houston area have already shut down. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott has signed a bill that changes the rules for how people accused of violent crimes post bail.
The law bans the release of people accused of violent crimes on personal bonds. They either have to pay cash or a percentage to a bail bonds company. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the measure protects law enforcement and the public.
This is not a partisan issue. It shouldn't be.
The bill was named for Damon Allen, a state trooper who was killed on Thanksgiving 2017, while the suspect was out on bail for a different crime. Allen's wife, Casey, says the law will keep similar offenders off the streets
and make them safer for other officers and for our communities.
The law also gives judges more information about a suspect's criminal history before setting bail. Opponents say the measure will penalize low-income people who cannot afford to pay cash. Allen Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Officials in the Grapevine Colleyville ISD expected to decide today on renewing the contract of a principal who's been in hot water and remains on administrative leave. Dr. James Whitfield is the principal at Colleyville Heritage High School. His attorney, David Henderson, says he does not have high hopes for today's meeting.
I hope that they choose to renew his contract. I think that's best for the school, for the community, and for Dr. Whitfield, but I have a strong belief that they will not vote to renew his contract.
Dr. Whitfield has been accused of teaching critical race theory. On top of that, he came under fire after posting photos on Facebook that some deemed inappropriate. Dr. Whitfield claims the photos made people uncomfortable because he's black and his wife is white. Many students at Colleyville Heritage have been stepping up to defend Dr. Whitfield, saying he's done nothing wrong. Police in Carrollton say a threat made against Hebron High School was a hoax. Police placed the school on secure and hold while they investigated the threat that had been phoned in. Police say the Hebron campus is secure and again have determined it was a hoax. But out of an abundance of caution, officers will remain on campus for the rest of the day. Dallas police say an innocent person was hit by a stray bullet in Uptown overnight. They've now made an arrest. Police say they got the call about 3 this morning on a shooting that happened along McKinney Avenue. A 26-year-old victim was taken to the hospital. Police were able to get video capturing the shooting, and that led them to the suspect. 36-year-old Damian Williams is now under arrest and locked up for aggravated assault. No word on a motive behind the shooting. Fire crews in Louisville got help from Carrollton, the Colony, and other neighboring cities today as they fought a 3-alarm fire. Matt Martucci with Louisville Fire says it started in a backyard shed.
About 7:30 this morning, a fire was reported in the backyard of 705 Blair Drive. It was actually a shed that was about 10 feet from the original house.
Martucci says the fire spread to the house and then to another home next door. The people inside the first house were able to escape without injury. Nobody was inside the second house. The fire was extinguished around 9 this morning. No word yet on the cause. And in sports, Rangers back home to start a 4-game series with Houston tonight at 7:05.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.